Thank the Lord for being here, Monarch, once again. We do have a burden upon our hearts this afternoon. I do desire the saints' prayers. I appreciate the blessings of God. Appreciate how the Lord is able to help us out here in this life. He's a wonderful God. I thought about how that, you know, we're in a battle. And I thought about how that, but we got some equipment to face these battles. And I thought about how that the Lord is able to help us out here today. So I pray the Lord to help us. I want to start in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Very familiar scriptures. But I've really been burdened. You know, this is a wonderful plan of salvation. This is a wonderful, I thought about how that, you know, Jesus died on the cross. He really suffered a real severe death that you and I could have victory over the devil. And I thought about how that the Lord has made a way, but I thought about the scripture says, whosoever will. You know, it's our will. And I thought about how that we need to really give our will to the Lord. And but it said here in the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we're starting at the 10th verse. It says, finally, my brethren. Now, it was talking about the brethren, the saved, and the sisters that saved. It said, be strong in the Lord. Not in ourselves. Not in our wisdom. Not in our understanding, but the Lord. I thought about how that we really need. Seem like today that we're living in, it's perilous times. We need to lean heavy upon God. And I thought about how that we need the Holy Spirit. I thought about the power. We need power. Power to resist wrong. Power to resist the devil. Power to humble ourselves. Power to go straight with God. We need this power. And I thought about it. It said you should receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And I pray today, I pray that we really need to be strong in the Lord. And it said in the power of His might. I'm going to stress a lot about strong. You know, we really need to be strong spiritually or inwardly. That's what we need. You know, this is where we can fight the enemy. This is where that we can overcome the power of the devil. Is having victory on the inside. You know, that's the only way. We might say that we're strong. And I used to be a strong man. But you know, it seems like I'm getting a little weaker every day. But I still love God, Brother Darrell. And I'm still pressing the battle on. And I'm not a young man. But the Lord is able. You know, I thought about how old was Caleb when he was around 80 or so. And he said he was a strong. Now, you know, it seemed like it's something to think about. He said he was a strong then. When he was old, when he had started. Can we be like that? May the Lord help us today. But we're going to have to be strong in God. We're going to have to, you know, I thought about how that we're facing some real problems. And I thought about that we can't do it within our own strength. See, this is where that so many people, well, I can do this and I can do that. Well, I'm like Paul. I can do all things. It's through Christ. Yes. See, it's not through myself or anyone else, but it's through Christ. Yes. He's the only one that is able to give us strength. Amen. He's the only one that's able to take us through. And so far, so good, the Lord has been with us. And I appreciate it, and I want him to still continue to be with us, because I want to make heaven my home. I want to be faithful. You know, the Bible said, be thou faithful. Brother, we're going to have to be faithful to the end. We can't just run a little while. I thought about the scripture said, when you run well, who hinders? You know, there's a lot of things that's in this world today that will hinder a person from being strong in God. And there's a lot of things that's in this world that will weaken our power, weaken our strength to go through and be victorious right here in this world. You know, I appreciate the blessings of the Lord, and you know how the Lord is. When I first got saved, well, I just felt like, well, I just can't do anything. But you know the Lord, I thought about how the Lord is able to give us power. He's able to give us victory. He's able to give us everything that we need if we have faith and confidence in him. And lean heavy upon him. Oh, may the Lord help us today. But it said here, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. God is strong. It said, put on the whole armor of God. I thought about how that we don't want to just put half or go halfway, but we want to go all the way. And I thought about how that it said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is the only way. This is the only way that we can stand against the wiles of the devil is to put, another scripture said, lay aside every weight, everything that will hinder, everything that will cause us to be strong. I thought about Abraham. It said something about he was strong in faith. Brother, today we need to be strong in faith. Yes. Lord, help us today. And I thought about how that faith is going to take us through. If we believe in Christ, if we believe the Lord is able to help us today, he's able to take us through. And I thought, and he said, put on the whole armor of God. I remember when I first got saved, I didn't know anything about the truth, I mean about the saints and all. I remember my grandmother, she taught us that we need God, and we did need God. I was just a young boy, but I needed God. I needed him to guide and direct my life as I grew up. But I thought about how that when I first got saved, seemed like the enemy. Oh, may the Lord help us. The enemy worked so hard on me that I just had to press my way. I said, Lord, I need you. I need you. Right now, I need you. I'm in a battle. I'm in a trial. I need your spirit. I need your blessings. I need your power. Lord, help us. We really need God's power. We really need the Lord to direct our life and to help us right here in this world. You know, I thought about the scripture said the flesh is weak. But may God help us. We've got a Savior. We've got God. We've got the power of God upon us to where we can go forth and be victorious right here. You know, there's all kind of winds of doctrine and things that's just going around there. And we need something to resist all kind of spirits and all kind of doctrines and things that's floating around. We need some power to resist this and get a hold of God and really get established in God, to where we can stand up against the power of the enemy. Oh, may the Lord help us today. We surely do need the Lord. But it said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brother, we can stand. We can be faithful. We can be true. We can be holy. We can be pure. We can be righteous, and I thought about how that, you know, as we go through life, when we get saved, we are clear before God until the Lord reveals maybe sanctification to our hearts. Then we've got a move to make. And we've got to be sanctified, be filled with the power of God. And then when we're filled with the power of God, brother, I feel like that we're perfect to all that we know and understand. That's right. And when things come up, you know, as you go through life, I've learned a whole lot since I've been saved. And I'm still learning. You know, I don't think we've just quit learning. But I'm still learning. But I've learned a whole lot in these years that I was I've been saved. I got saved in 1961, So you know how long I've been saved. And the Lord, it wasn't myself, it was the Spirit of the Lord, but it was me that was yielding myself to the Spirit, has kept us all these years. I've trusted God, hasn't taken no medicine, hasn't taken no remedies or anything like that. My trust, my confidence was in God. And the Lord helped me out. And you know, it wasn't very long. I fell with the ladder. I was up on the house there, and I want to express something. This wood, now I don't know what kind of wood it is, but this wood was hard on the outside, but although it's been painted, but on the inside it was soft. Brother, we don't want our spirit to be soft. We want our spirit to be strong. We want our spirit to hold up when the pressure is on. And all of that, we need this strong on the inside where we can stand for God. And I thought about how, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate the Lord. You know, I look back, and it encourages me. I look back, and I see how the Lord has brought us thus far. And it was God. It wasn't, it was my willingness, but it was God that brought forth this strength from above. Strength is, you know, I thought about how that we need to have strength to press the battle on. We need to have strength to resist the devil. And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. I want to turn to Matthew, the fifth chapter of Matthew. Want to get a scripture here. May the Lord help us today. You know, we can don't go through. Don't listen to the enemy, because the enemy will try every way he can to hinder you from really getting the victory in our soul. The Lord is able. He's the only one. I thought about how I love the Lord with all my heart. I love the Lord with all my might. And I pray today, I pray that we will be strong in the Lord. And it said, blessed are they which do hunger. Brother, we need to hunger for this strength. We need to hunger for the power of God. We need to hunger for the Holy Spirit. Brother, we need this. It said, he that hungereth, oh, may the Lord help us today, and thirst after righteousness. It didn't say after the world or after the pleasures and all these things. But brother, we need to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Right living. Living right. Brother, that's what we need. We need, we need some strength to be, and power to live holy right here, where sin abounding on every side. Brother, you're going to have some power. You're going to have some desire. You're going to have to really hunger. You know, I thought about, when I first got saved, I fasted, I prayed. I denied myself. I wanted the power that I needed to just cast off everything that will hinder my experience. Cast it out. It said here, blessed. Brother, we are blessed. It said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It didn't say might fill. Shall be filled. You're going to be filled with the goodness of God. You're going to be filled with power and strength and wisdom and understanding. We're going to have this. We're going to be filled up. because of the Spirit of God. Brother, we need this. Lord, help us today. I want to turn to James, the 4th chapter. Oh, may the Lord help us today. You know, I really appreciate the Lord. He's helped us as we went through life, and He guided us and directed us. That's a wonderful thing, to have a wonderful guide. Wonderful thing to have a leader that knows the way. That's right. But it said here, Lord help us today, a 4th chapter of James and the 8th verse. What does it say here? It says, draw nigh to God. This is where we're going to get some strength. Drawing close to God. Real close. We need to get real close. You know, Brother McCoy used to say, closer you get to the Lord, the less mistakes you'll make. He didn't say you didn't make any, but he said the less. As we draw closer to the Lord, less mistakes we're going to make. Lord, help us today. We need to draw nigh to God. Isn't that wonderful? It said here, Lord, help us. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. That's what we want, don't we? That's what we're looking for. Drawing nigh to God, that God will draw nigh to us and give us strength and power and grace and victory. Right here. Isn't that wonderful? You know, this is a wonderful thing. It's not hard. You know, a lot of people. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. As we submit, as we humble ourselves, as we call upon God, and as we walk according to the Lord revealing and open up things to us, we'll get strength. You know, that's how we get strength. And I thought about as we submit, well, it talks about submitting ourselves to God. If we submit ourselves to God and just, well, I just gave everything over to the Lord. That's right. Lord, you can have me. You can have all of me. Because I can't do anything myself. But you can make something out of me, and you can work through me, and you can give us power and grace and victory to go through and be victorious right here, where sin abounding on every side. I appreciate the Lord. You know, if we're not where we ought to be, we're in a miserable place. That's right. But when we are where the Lord wants us to be, it causes us to be happy. Lord, help us. You know, I've said this before, but Brother Dale, he used to say, Brother Gordon, you always have a smile. Well, I want this smile. I want to keep this smile. Yeah. That's right. As I go through life, and I've said this before, but, you know, I was in the bank, and once in a while, you know, I, I, I'd sing or, you know, and she'd say, this teller, she says, everything must be all right at home. She said, she stressed that at home. Lord help us. I told her, I said, I'm happy in my soul. That's the most important thing, is to be happy in your soul. People can see. People can know. It talks about letting your light shine. Brother, that's the only way it's going to shine, if you've got Christ in your heart and in your life. It's going to shine out. There's nothing in there that's going to hinder us. If God is having its way, and God is working and moving and everything, darkness cannot enter in unless we let it. That's right. Lord, help us today. We surely do need the Lord. We need to be strong. You know, Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter of Matthew. Lord, help us this afternoon. 24th chapter of Matthew. And we want to start at the fourth verse. Lord, help us today. Oh, we surely need the Lord. 24:4. It said here, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So that shows me that men can deceive us. That's right. And I thought about how that this is where we need some discernment, spiritual discernment in our life, that we must know the truth. It said that you should know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But I thought about, there's another scripture says, talking about being tossed to and fro. We don't want that. We want to be stronger than that. But I thought about this with Jesus. He was telling his disciples. He said, take heed. Brother, we really need. I thought about when I first got saved. I read a lot. I never was a boy that would read, you know, just read everything. But it seemed like I was very impressed to read the Bible. That was really the only thing that I really took interest in, is the Bible, reading the Bible. Well, I read the Bible, and I read what Jesus requires us to do. And I put forth some effort to do these things. Now, it takes some power. You know, I thought about the world. The world out there has got a lot of pressure. That's right. A lot of things. This is where we need to be strong in God. This is where we need to have some power and some victory. It says, take heed that no man deceive you. For many, now listen to what this says. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It didn't say a few. You know, this ought to really stir our hearts. Really, it ought to stir our hearts. It said here, now listen to what this said. For many shall come, that there's many people, there's many a denomination, and many things that's out there that will try to hinder you from really getting victory and strength in your soul. In your soul, I'm talking about. But it said here, I am Christ. I talked to a man one time, he was out in sectism. He said, I'm saved and I'm sanctified, but I'm in adultery. You know, the enemy has deceived this individual. It said, no, don't let no man deceive you. Anybody. This is where we can get the understanding of the Bible and know this for ourselves. That's right. And get established in the Lord, not in ourselves or not in individuals or groups or all this. But we need to really get established in God. And if you're established in God and I'm established in God, brother, we're going to be in harmony. We're going to have victory. We're going to go through. We're going to see eye to eye. That's right. Because I thought about, you know, when one preaches one thing and one preaches another thing, you know, that confuses our young people. Which is right? The Bible also says that we should preach the same thing. Lord help us. I appreciate the Lord. It says, shall deceive many. That's a sad thing, isn't it? Being deceived, it seems like that you can just do anything and don't have no conviction or anything in our hearts. Lord, help us today. You know, I thought about Jesus. Jesus was a perfect Savior. He was willing. I thought about this, and he was willing to die. He was willing to make the great sacrifice. That's right. The great sacrifice that we can be delivered, we can have strength and comfort and power right here against all the evils that's in the world. Lord, help us today. But it's a sad thing. It seemed to me like this. I don't know, it might not be, but it seemed like that, you try to tell people the truth, and it seemed like that they just don't want it. And, well, if you tell them a story, then that's pretty amazing. But it's false. Lord, help us today. We want the truth. We don't want anyone to be hindered. We want everyone here to make it to heaven. Because that's a wonderful place. And it's a wonderful place. It's something that we can strive. And if we make it, it's a blessing. But you know, this is why we need to take heed. This is why we need to watch. You know, the scripture says, watch and pray. Prayer changes things. That's right. Prayer changes things. Watch our life. Watch what we do. Watch what we say. The Lord has power. Over every evil. Everything that's out there that will try to hinder. And if we desire that power, and if we're hungry and thirsting after that power, He'll give it to us. That's right. And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. Over here in Galatians, the sixth chapter, and starting at the seventh verse, it says, be not deceived. The Lord don't want us to be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh. Now, we don't want to sow to the flesh. We want to sow to the Spirit. Lord, help us today. But it said here, Lord, help us today. But it said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? Everlasting life. That's what we're striving to enter into the portals of glory. I want to, I thought about, like I said, I'm not a young man, but of late, I've been searching my life, my heart. Lord, I don't want to be lost. I don't want to miss heaven. I want to resist the devil. I want to be strong enough to resist the devil. You know, they say when you get older in the flesh, while you get weaker. I believe the Lord can change that. That's right, He can. I'm not saying that He will, but He can change that. And he can make us well. And for my age, I get around pretty good. I'm not boasting or nothing. And I don't really feel all that bad. Sometimes I have a little aches and. But when I fell off this ladder, or fell with the ladder, that I did have a little problem walking a little bit. This foot here, it's sort of scarred up a little bit. But I'm still walking on it. And I could still jump a little bit. That's right. So I'm not an invalid. I want the Lord. You know, the Lord, He can strengthen the inner man. Well, there's a scripture in there. Scripture said that He wants you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Well, He wants us, Brother Michael, to be healthy, to work for Him, to testify for Him. I wanna testify. Lord help us. You bear with us. We was coming back from Louisiana, a camp meeting. And we stopped in this McDonald's and I ordered me a little sandwich. I was praying. I was praying for my food. And the man turned around and says, "That's offensive." That was what he said. "That's offensive." You know what I told him? I said, "I love the Lord." He didn't say no more. I love the Lord. You know, there's people, I don't know if they was atheists or whatever. But I thought, you know, an individual praying to the Lord, it looked to me like it would encourage and lift him up. But he said it was offensive. Lord, help us today. You know, that didn't bother me. Really, it didn't. I thought to myself, well, I'm doing what the Lord wants me to thank the Lord. Well, He gave it to us. Gave us the money to buy it with. Why shouldn't I thank the Lord? You know, why shouldn't I lift Him up? That's right. But there's so many. I was really surprised. I really was. You know, that people would say things like that. You know, I mean, but I didn't say no more to him. I just said, "Well, I love the Lord," but it was sort of a surprise to me in a way. You know, I mean, it was sudden. But you know, the Lord, He's a mighty God, and I want to tell another thing. Lord help us. We had our old car. One day, I couldn't shut it. my trunk, you know, my trunk car. I couldn't shut it. I tied it down. And how long was it that we...
About 6 or 8 months we had to tie it down.
6 and 8 months? And we were going over to mow the chapel over there. And on the way, that door shut. Brother James, what a powerful God. Isn't he powerful? I gone over there. Well, I shouldn't be. But I was sort of surprised. Brother, there I was. You know, I thought about that. I think it was Peter when he got out of the prison. And he came over there and knocked on the door. And they was amazed too. You know, they was amazed. But you know, God can, He is able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for God. He can fix a car just like He could do anything else, just like He can fix a soul. That's right. May God help us today. You know, that was an encouraging. And you know what I'm looking for? On my side of the door, I can't unlock it. My wife has to open my door on the inside. But I'm looking. I am. I'm a looking. I'm expecting the Lord to fix that. That's right. Brother, listen. God is a mighty God. Oh, I want to draw close to Him. I want to get so close to Him that maybe one of these days I'll go to heaven. I'll get out of this old cruel world and live in a better place. But may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. That we don't want a soul to the flesh. And I want to say, you bear with me. I want to bring out some things that will weaken our souls. The television is one thing. Brother, it's not for the saints. That's right. Is that right? That will hinder you from getting the victory. It'll hinder you from getting delivered in your body. It'll hinder you in every way you can. The Lord, it speaks about modest apparel. That'll strengthen us. That's right. Modest. You know, I was in a place, I've always kept my children modest. I feel like that the Lord wanted me to. And I was walking down and it was hot. And an individual told me, he says, "You're going to burn that child up." I said, "I don't think so." Lord, help us today. Let us be modest. If we're not modest, it's going to hinder us. It's going to affect us in every way. That's right. Trust in the Lord. If we don't trust in God, we can't get faith. That's right. Lord help us. Is that right? Is that true, Brother Darrell? Will that hinder us? That's right. Lord help us today. The Bible says, be not conformed. Don't be conformed to the world. Brother, that'll hinder you. You'll lose your strength. You lose your power. You lose your victory. That's right. Lord, help us today. I love the Lord. We want to be strong in God. We want the Lord to bless us. We want the Lord to give us victory every day. Not just up and down, but every day. Brother, we need to have victory every day. We must resist the devil every day. We must walk straight with God every day. Lust of the flesh causes us to lose strength. That's right. Lord, help us today. Lust of the eyes. Pride. I like to ask, is pride just in dress? No. I don't believe so. We need to dress right, that's right, But you know, there's pride in a lot of things. Lust of the flesh, the pride of life, lust of the eyes, looking on a woman and lust after her. Jesus said it. You have committed adultery. Lord, that's truth, isn't it? Lord, help us today. You know, I've said this before, but I know the Lord gave me my companion, and I appreciated her. And when I got married, she was the only one that I desired. That's right. I didn't desire no one else. Now, you might not believe me, but that's true. The Lord gave her to me. I really appreciated it. It meant a lot to me because she was an encouragement to me. I feel like that's why we've been together, and I'm not going to say that we're maybe not have any words, but you know, we'd say, "I'm sorry." I'd get down and I'd pray. She would pray with me. You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But I know people that lusted after other people. That's wrong. That's sin. That's right. May the Lord help us today. I love the truth. Oh, the truth has made me free. Brother, it's bearing me free, Brother Darrell. Oh, I'm free in the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. I want to turn to 2 John. Lord, help us tonight. Oh, may the Lord help us today. We feel like that we're living in perilous times. It said here, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." I thought about Jesus did come in the flesh. He died on the cross that we can have the truth. He suffered a real severe death that we can have victory. He suffered, that's what touched my heart before I got saved, was a crown upon his head. The crown, Dean. Oh, Lord, help us. The Spirit is sighing. My Jesus. He did all of that for little old me. I don't believe any of us was really worthy. But he died for us, that if we believe in him and trust in him and follow him, that we become worthy of his blessings. Lord, help us today. I love the Lord. And it touched me before I got saved, but you know, I'm glad that he was crucified. Because if he wasn't crucified, I couldn't live a holy life. I couldn't live like Jesus. It said you should be like him. Lord, help us. You know, oh Lord, help us today. It says, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that you lose not those things which we have wrought. If we've gained something spiritually, hold on to it. You know, we don't want to lose any of the understanding and wisdom and knowledge that the Lord has given us. We don't want to lose it. May the Lord help us today. I appreciate the Lord. I want to turn to Hebrews, the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a greater cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight. Everything, that means everything that will hinder us. Lay it aside. I remember a young lady, I'm not going to mention her name, but she's not saved today. And why? Because she wouldn't give up her lipstick. Isn't that sad? A little old thing that can paint your lips can't give it up for a treasure. That's right. This is a treasure. Wouldn't give it up. Brother, listen to me. Let us, all these frivolous things that's in the world today, it don't amount to nothing. But our soul is very valuable. It is very valuable. It is worth a whole lot. It said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endure. You know, Christ endured a lot of things for us that we can be saved, we can be sanctified, we can have power with God. We can have victory in our soul. May the Lord help us today. I pray that these few little thoughts will comfort us and strengthen us, that we will be strong, that we will hold on to God, that we will draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to us. Amen.